Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q2 FY26 conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all the participant lines will be on the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Singh from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Singh.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the post-result conference call of Central Bank of India. Today, from the senior management side, we have with us Shri Kalyan Kumar, MD and CEO, Shri M.V. Muralikrishna, Executive Director, Shri Mahendra Deora, Executive Director, Shri Mahendra, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul Dinge, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I hand over the call to MD sir for his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. First of all, actually, I will speak in brief about the financial performance of this half-year, September 2025. Central Bank of India is a strong brand with a legacy of 113-plus years and having a strong rural and semi-urban presence. It is having 65% of total branches in rural semi-urban centers. That is a great strength. I am happy to share with you all that total business as of September 25, year-on-year, has grown by 14.43%. That is rupees 737,938 crores. It is in alignment with the direction given to the market, and total deposits grown by 13.40%. That is rupees 444,450 crores. CASA, which is a strength of Central Bank of India, which is 46.83%, it has grown by 8.55%. That is rupees 207,616 crores. Similarly, gross advances have grown by 16%. That is 293,488 crores. RAM has grown by 15.23%. That is 209,948 crores. Total income has grown year-on-year 4.07%. That is rupees 10,250 crores, within which interest income has increased to rupees 8,744 crores. That is 6.61% of total income. However, total non-interest income got reduced by rupees 280 crore over June 25 quarter. There is an increase of 32.86% year-on-year in net profit, which is rupees 1,213 crores. It is also worth to mention that our gross NPA reduced to 3.01%, and there is a reduction of 158 basis points year-on-year. Net NPA reduced by 21 basis points to 0.48%. I am happy to share return on assets as assured. It is increased by 17 basis points to 1.01%. It is above 1%. Return on equity increased by 155 basis points to 14.22%. Yield on advances, due to obvious reason, it got reduced to 8.36% as of September 25 from 8.77% as of September 24. That is a reduction of 41 basis points. Cost of deposit also got increased by 21 basis points to 4.88% as of September 25. You know there is lag in actually repricing of deposits due to contractual engagement with the customers. That's why with lag, this is getting repriced. NIM has reduced by 52 basis points to 2.89%. Credit cost has reduced by 34 basis points to 1%. This is also one strong point of Central Bank of India. Slippage ratio reduced by 8 basis points to 0.30% year-on-year. One major area of concern for us is cost-to-income ratio. That is 62.72%. There is an increase of 553 basis points year-on-year from 57.19%. and return on asset, as I told, it has improved, and net interest income has reduced by 2.96% quarter on quarter and 3.72% year on year. Operating profit also, it is 1786 crore as of September 25. It got reduced by 22% quarter on quarter and 17.5% year on year. This is also a major area of improvement for us. And one nice thing which I want to share, due to effective containment of slippages and improvement in asset quality, provisions as of September 25 is rupees 573 crores only, reduced from June 25, which was 1,135 crore. And there is 54% reduction in provision year on year and 50% quarter on quarter. What I mean to say with this balance sheet, there are several strong points which shows actually improvement in efficiency in terms of containment of slippages, in terms of management of asset quality, in terms of ROA. However, the areas of improvement in terms of CD ratio and also more focus towards improvement in income sources, revenue sources, and these areas are going to be our area of improvement in coming year. But I, with this, I can assure you the kind of initiatives which we are taking, which we are going to build up in our major focus area. Actually, I want to share my vision also. This is my first interaction with you all. So that way, our vision is to build Central Bank of India as digitally enabled customer-centric bank, where actually our focus would be to optimize the returns to all our stakeholders by revisiting our business processes. What I mean to say, in technology, when we talk about technology, then today customers' requirement is actually the revamped business model, where technology plays very important role. I am happy to share Central Bank of India has done good work in development of this technology. Now, challenge is to bringing improvement in adoption level, and also suppose if we call about our focus is CASA. In CASA, pleasurable onboarding experience to customers, providing this is very important, and also giving them superior banking experience and which is safe and resilient. That is also our responsibility. That is possible. That is going to be our focus area. And in CASA sector, actually, still we are actually doing good, but there is a need to revisit in that direction. I am happy to share with you segment-wise product, though it is here, but we are revisiting, benchmarking those products with the industry-best standard, and with our marketing team and our business unit, we are going to focus upon mobilizing more and more salary accounts. And there technology will play important role. We have provided tab to every branches, and also our mobile app is very robust. There is good adoption level. I am told 83 lakhs customers are there who are on mobile platform. It is going to increase in coming years. Another important area which we are going to focus is RAM, Retail, Agriculture and MSME. Growth is very good in all these three areas. You must have seen our press release. It is not only in double digit, but it is performing well. And that is also going to be our core area. We are going to identify a good number of branches in agriculture-focused cluster and MSME-focused cluster. And very focused way, we are going to focus upon investment credit in agriculture. And also in MSME sector, we are going to play a very important role in coming quarters. And there are good margins, and that is going to support us. We are also planning to play important role in corporate side also, looking to our size and all. We will also play our role in those directions. Third, slippage containment is very good. Now also SMA assets are under control. And in that way, I can assure you, our fit on street model integrated with our own internal monitoring process and technology is also playing important role here. We are going to further improve our credit underwriting processes and monitoring so that this containment of slippages is continued like this, or also will bring improvement in this segment. Fourth important area is our actually recovery. You see, NPA kitty, 35,000 crore is under the write-off amount and 8,000 plus is under the gross NPA amount, which we are having. In actually those area, we see that lot of scope is recovery is available, though we depend upon NCLT provision and all that, more than 25,000 crore is there. But that would be through industry, but remaining amount we are focusing upon, this is going to be the top priority of our top management, where we are going to play very important role. That will boost our actually the recovery in write-off, and that would add to our bottom line. In that way, I can assure you with the condition and current situation where Central Bank of India is standing today, we are in coming years actually really built upon our strength, and also the area of improvement where I said during my initial remark will certainly make up to those points by improvement in CD ratio, also improvement in income sources. All these things are going to be our priority. So with this, actually, I will stop here and I invite questions from you. I will answer your questions, and wherever I will invite Sri Mukulji, our CFO also, and other senior team present here to actually support if anything you want to also add value to answer to those questions. Now over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for the stable result and your appointment, and best wishes for the tenure. Sir, my first question, the bank has been very stable where CASA is concerned. You have highlighted in your vision that you would like to increase your RAM and agriculture. So with RAM, what kind of new initiatives we can see over a period of next 6 months or a year which would strengthen our bank's positions? We are pioneer in terms of size where co-lending and our portfolio is concerned with absolute brilliant performance as per quarter on quarter, which we have heard. So if you can give some highlight there too.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for your good wishes and good words. See, in agriculture and MSME, these two are going to our major focus area. Here there are going to be two approaches. One approach, you know, the mass where actually we are going to support through technology. There are straight through processes journey capturing MSME advances, and also in next 6 months to 1 year we are going to finance, value chain financing we call it in agriculture, more focused in dairy side and also other side. There are business models which we are going to develop here, and also there we can play, we are going to play important role. In also cold chain financing, we are actually, we are having spread across the country where, and this warehouse part and cold chain part is also very important area where lot of investments are coming and lot of opportunity for financing would be available there. So Central Bank of India will also play in this area. And coming to other aspects, actually there are active clusters. Those are activity-based clusters where whole ecosystem for improvement of these area, agriculture and MSME, is going on. Lot of government initiatives are also there. There to play and harness those opportunities fruitfully and effectively, we are going to strengthen our branch which is present in those clusters with manpower, technology and other support system. There we can actually convert those opportunities into real business. Similarly, in MSME side, both approach, ULI other digital journeys are also available with us, MSME digital loan and EGST and all those things are also available with us. So through that, masses will avail opportunity of getting finance seamlessly with us. And another area where clusters, say in Surat, textile cluster is there, at Rajkot, machinery sector is there. Lucknow, near Lucknow also, lot of clusters are actually there. In those clusters, we will strengthen our branch, map those branches with the activities of those clusters. And we are going to support them with the best of the products, competitive rates, and also technical know-how which is available there, so that we can play important role in nation building, which is the aim and aspiration of the country also, in strengthening those ecosystem where all these branches are operating. And we, Central Bank of India, as an important public sector bank, will play important role in strengthening all these areas. These are going to our strategy in next 6 months to 1 year.
Sir, your rich experience with 20 years in Union Bank, 4 years in PNB, over 20 years in Union Bank, respective EDs who have come from large banks. A bank has a big brand from Western India where presence is concerned, irrespective of the past history where we had some issues. Today, we stand on strength because of digital, manpower, many other initiatives. So if your vision empowers, how would you see your situation between RAM and corporate advances? Currently, we are 71.5 and 28.5. How would you visualize if I take a two-year outlook on this portfolio?
See, RAM has its own advantage. And corporate, taking exposure in corporate side has also its own advantage. We have given as an organization that 65-35 is an ideal ratio. And to market, I want to give you that we are going to aspire to maintain this ratio in coming years also. Because in RAM sector, this bank has got very good skill set traditionally also. If you see in MSME growth rate and agriculture also, growth rate is very good. In that way, this is the strength of this organization. We are going to build upon this strength. In corporate side, due to obvious reason, you know, this bank was for last 5 years, it was under PCA. And but now capital also supports us. And we are going to build, our earlier predecessor also has taken so many good initiatives, like they are going to build a cadre of trade officers. We are continuing with that. This year also we are going to build a minimum 1,000 trade officers. And forex side, credit side, those skill sets we are going to actually nurture and prepare them to grow in corporate side also. Because that is also very important emerging area where we have to play important role. So that's why I can assure you this balance of 65-35 would be guiding for us. And that is good combination also for maintaining balance between corporate and RAM.
Sir, if I take the new initiatives which RBI has taken for acquisition finance, share advances, capital market exposure through new IPO financing, you have absolutely one of the best franchises where CASA is concerned. You have a reasonable good portfolio on retail led by housing loans and auto loan. How, if I have to visualize on margin front, you are doing well on co-lending too. With our RAM being a focus at 65-35, you feel that our margins where we are today, we would start some cross-selling business. We have also acquired Future Generali now as a large shareholder. All these initiatives, can our cost to income and our margins improve from where we stand over if I take a 12-month outlook?
Yeah, very right. Actually, I can assure you, if there is improvement in income of 50 crores in a quarter, it adds to the reduction of 1% in cost to income ratio. If 6 months time, we are able to generate 300 crore, then actually 6-point reduction in cost to income we can envisage. The kind of initiatives which we are planning and which I have shared with you, there is no reason that with the current scenario, legacy issues are over, which I can show, that is the past. The kind of strength Central Bank of India is having now and the vision which I shared with you, I don't find any reason because banca insurance is also new. You see the asset insurance side only. Every quarter, the good number of disbursement are happening. Even through persuasion, if even our own assets are insured, those are untapped area through which we can get good amount of income. And also there are several emerging side also, like revisiting our processes, more use of digital tools and more cost curtailment measures also that we are discussing with our team here. And collectively if we'll work, then that can't be a major challenge in front of us. And by March, I can assure you, this would be in the range of 54-55%, which it used to be. Having very conservative approach, I am telling you.
Sir, my last question, your outlook on treasury for the year and digital spend amount. What is the likely spends on digital likely to be?
Actually, treasury, you know, it depends upon the market forces. And as you see, June quarter, it was very good. And September quarter, there is a reduction in the trading income, 290 crores. There is a reduction in income in this quarter. It depends upon market forces. Based upon market news and all, I expect that in coming quarter, treasury is going to support us a lot. Otherwise, I will invite Mr. Mukul to add further to this question.
Yes. Chokshi ji, even though the trading profit has come down, but on the reverse side, the coupon income has gone up in treasury. Secondly, what they are doing is, with the funds available, they are into, as we are saying, different revenue streams like depot transaction. We are getting good amount of, income out of those transactions, and also IPO. Wherever the opportunity comes, we are tapping those opportunities, and we have been able to make good set of gains. In a recently concluded IPO where a leading company had gone to market, we were able to get a 50% amount as a premium on our total investment.
Yes, so Hyundai application, all banks have applied one time and got 50% gain. I understand that.
So that way, we are doing, then you will see that SDL also has seen recently an uptake, so we are getting good, coupon in SDL bonds also. So treasury is doing its bit, even though they are market driven, but they are very much agile and they are looking forward for any opportunity to support.
Mukul, my question was more like what I used to ask Vaiji. What's your estimated? I'm not asking for the trading number. What is your estimate that G-Sec 10-year would trade between Jan and March at what rate? 620, 25, because there's a likelihood of a repo cut again coming. That's all I was asking.
If anything, you are aware. Yeah, you can.
You are already in the market, you are very well aware. आपने देखा होगा कि अभी CPI has come down to 1.54. Even in October print also, it will be even less than 1%. Only thing is core has increased a little bit, but core is mainly contributed by the tremendous improvement in the prices of the precious metals. Excluding gold, now it is 3.3. And with this now, we think there is a benign environment now. Going by the indications given in the various speeches by governor, we expect at least one rate cut going forward. And 10-year yield, it touched at 660. It should trade around, we believe, 630, 640 range should be the ideal range.
Sir, happy Diwali to Centralites and the team. Best wishes for the year to come. And congratulations and best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to you also. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from HCON Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for this opportunity. And I would rather say, sir, welcome to Kalyan Kumar ji to Central Bank of India.
Thank you.
Congratulations for the same. And sir, after having come from such a large bank, as Sushil also told about your Union Bank stint, and then in Punjab National Bank, PNB, and they are also handling the corporate credit in a big way. My first question will be, or rather, you have already explained to some extent, because if you look at this quarter's results, you know, like the operating profit has gone down tremendously. I can understand that it is on account of the not having the proper income from the treasury operation, which has been, you know, down from 664 crore to 186 crore in this quarter from the last quarter. But even if the indirect benefits of the treasury is there, like what Mukul was, Uncle, you are explaining, ultimately it should reflect in your operating profit. And to me, it should come from the core interest income. And for that, you should have a strong corporate book too. So where I'm coming from is your experience of the corporate, and now corporate book in Central Bank going down substantially to almost 28-29% only. How long you can rely on RAM? And then the margin squeeze and other things. So first your views, you said over a period of time, you would try to make it 65-35. But can I know a little bit of nitty-gritty of it, that immediately after now, maybe you having taken the charge recently, what are your plans to strengthen the, because in Central Bank, you know, we are seeing last few quarters, the credit group.
You are not audible, Ajmera ji.
The first question is on that, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Am I audible to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are audible to me.
Thank you. Very, actually, really, very pertinent question which you have placed before me. See, I was going through this earnings call also earlier, transcript of that previous time. So from there I came to know, actually this was conscious call that time, that corporate is not going to be the focus of this organization, looking to the that time which was there, and that's why I understand the book. If you analyze the corporate book, if you analyze the average credit growth, actually it is not there. So that's why the income, required income, you are very right in your assessment. The required income which should have come, it has not added to the income stream of this quarter actually, and last quarter also. Because another important area which I want to share with you, the repo link based loan, the composition of loan is also not in favor of Central Bank of India. Approximately 60% of our advances are linked to repo link based loan. And due to those transmission, actually this benefit has been passed on to the customer. But deposit side, actually it was not there. That you understand, due to contractual agreement and all that, that gets repriced. And that difference has hit us hard in terms of that. But coming to your main question regarding our vision towards corporate credit, I can assure you, unless we play a big role in corporate credit side, certainly the income flow and all these things we can't maintain. Through RAM, actually the repayment side also will be substantiated with this. That side also we are going to play, because that is our strength area, we will build upon strength. But corporate credit, sorry to say, we have to actually work sincerely, build capabilities. Core cadre is there, very good team we are having here. But we have to actually give confidence to the customer that yes, timely decision, we are also a player. That message we have to give to the corporate customers that yes, we are assure you timely decision would be there, and we are in a position, and our capital adequacy ratio is, you know, 17 point plus numbers are there. So we are in a position to play in this area also significantly. And rightly said by you, having experience of PNB where we were handling actually more than 11,30,000 crore, so there is no question, any hesitation or all. We are going to play, I can assure through your question to the market, that we are going to play important role in this segment also.
Good, sir. Point well taken, and sir, very assuring. Sir, my second one is on the, you said that we have the return off book of about 35,000 crore, if I have heard rightly.
Yes.
Now, so have you got the time to plan the or to revise the recovery calendar? Like how much from this return off accounts? Because this is something which comes straight to our bottom line. So any thrust is being given or required to be given, and what kind of ballpark figure you expect from this year on year, maybe 6-7%, 8% or 5% of the total return of book. Could you get time to look at this, sir?
Yeah, Mukul ji will add it further. He will speak.
Ajmera ji, namaskar. Namaskar, sir. 35,000 crores is our total TWO book, and the last 4 saal ke main aapko figures deta hun, sir. 21-22, we were able to recover only 331.52 crores, which increased to 1,282.59 crores in next year, that is 22-23. It further went up to 1,433.32 crores in 23-24, and last year we could recover 1,716.33 crores.
Okay.
This half year itself, we have been able to recover 893 crores. So our internal target is that we should cross the figure of 2,000 crores as far as the recovery in TWO accounts is concerned during this financial year. This quarter also we could have seen further upside, but one or two, you know, in NCLT, in bigger accounts, kahin koi case ye ho gaya, koi lag gaya, so then it gets a little bit impacted. But definitely we will be crossing 2,000 crores for sure.
It will be less than the slippages.
Yeah, 100%. Because that is guidance. Slippages, say, double to hona hi hai recovery, minimum.
Sir, when you are there on this, can we talk something on that ECL things now, which is the norms are getting almost clearer now. So have you started making some provision on SMA 1 and 2? And what kind of otherwise buffer we have? And what plans do we have to take care of this ECL provisioning when it becomes a norm?
Ajmera ji, see, RBI released the initial draft on 16th January 23. So since then it was engaging our attention, but that point in time we thought, okay, let us go in a calibrated way. So we started making provision for stage 3 NPA assets. And our estimate at that point in time was around 6,600 to 7,000 crores of total provision, which would be required based on the ECL guidelines, draft guidelines. So now that we have totally provided for the stage 3 NPA assets, we have started providing for the other assets, that is restructured, standard restructured accounts. And till this September 2025, we have made a provision of 1,150 crores. Our estimation based on the latest RBI guidelines is that somewhere around 3,300 to 3,500 total would be required, additional provision, out of which this 1,150 crores has already been made by us. So we, our intention, our endeavor is that going forward in the 7 quarters, because it will be effective 1/4/27. So June quarter it will take effect. So going forward in the 7 quarters, we should end up doing the entire provision so that we can transit to the ECL on day 1.
No, that's very good. My last question in this round is around that aviation account. Can you give some developments on that? Anything happening on that large account? We had a extra collateral security also with Bank of Baroda sharing with us, and it's a huge amount. Any progress in last 1 quarter on that account and any kind of recovery which we have taken? I know that we already provided 100% on that.
So, Ajmera ji, good afternoon. As of now, there is not much development, but we have published two e-auction, and further we are going for another e-auction for this account. And this time we have, reached out to many investors or the property builders also. So we expect by December end there would be some e-auction results in our favor, and accordingly, this may be resolved.
A substantial amount may be recovered from this, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Out of that, I think 2,000 crore, 2,200 crore something, this asset itself is 1,200 or 1,500 crore?
This asset is around 1,600 crore. Asset is around 1965. So after reduction in the third e-auction, it may come around 1650 or odd.
Yeah.
So when we publish the e-auction, we expect this time this may go, may be taken over, and we will get a substantial recovery out of this.
good sir, point well taken. And Kalyan Kumar ji, sir, it's a request, next time try to have a physical meeting
sure,
when we
sure.
meet December quarter for a better interaction.
Sure, sure. Thank you.
Okay, sir. And happy Diwali to you all, sir.
Thank you. Aapko bhi happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to everyone, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Suresh from Kotak AMC. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the SMA-012 for the entire loan book? You have given the number for 5 crores and above.
Yeah. One.
If you could give the SMA-012. That was my first question.
Yes.
See, SMA-0 total amount as on 30th of September is 2,444 crores. SMA-1 okay. is 1,377 crores, and SMA-2 is 2,116 crores. So total, this total is SMA-0 is only 0.83% of total advances. SMA-1 at 0.47 and SMA-2 at 0.72%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And is the bank holding excess provisions outside of the standard asset provisions?
Outside standard asset? In what way?
I mean, for the ECL buffer.
Required as per the IRAC.
Okay. And so no excess provisions?
No. You mean that any additional provision than what is required as per IRAC norms?
Yes, that's right.
See, the standard restructured book, wherever 5%, 10% or even 15% provision was required, that we are holding over and above this 1150 crores that we have provided for standard assets as per the ECL requirement. So, in total, around 0.94% of provision on standard assets we are holding.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Does that answer his question, Mr. Nikhil? A reminder to everyone, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We will wait for the moment. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management of Central Bank of India for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Really, it was a good interaction and good opportunity to share vision of Central Bank of India with all of you. I assure you through this medium that in coming quarter, you will see very sustained and continuous improvement in all the areas of improvement, and certainly we are going to build upon in the area of strength which Central Bank of India is having. And with this, thank you for patient hearing, and also wish you all happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Central Bank of India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.